Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. I am a Muslim. Islamite. Islamite. Allah my Lord. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
How does being compared to successful cousins, siblings affect your confidence?
Awful. I don't even count them successful.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Your parents do that.
I guess I still am there, probably.
I remember there was, when I was younger, so much of a kid, I used to feel bad when the TV started to talk and have interviews with...
Oh my God, I can see it. Successful kids.
Yeah, successful
top
kids.
Top student then, of the country.
Like, come on, what's wrong with me?
I'm fine.
What makes them so genius that I don't have it? Like, we all are unique in our own ways.
I would blame parents at that point. I would be like, if I had their parents, I would be as smart as them too.
And then the impression and the look of their on their faces, on everyone's face in the house, when you are just watching that documentary, TV show, whatever.
News
everybody
channel.
Is just, they're looking at you technically.
Yeah.
And this is really sad.
It is.
Yeah.
So, and it's very bad that if it continues
at
some point.
Youth Station is here to open it all up. And talk about it. This is Asma.
This is Masuma.
Yeah, and we're going to have a very interesting discussion, I suppose.
Yeah, it is interesting because it's very relatable.
We all have had memories.
We've all had memories. And if you have not, you're so lucky. I want to see if there is someone who has
not
this.
Maybe you have had a life which was very boring.
Boring? No, that was safe.
We had ups and downs. We had to fight. We are warriors.
Yeah, we're stronger. That's true.
Yeah, let's look at the bright side of the story.
We're not traumatized at all.
Exactly.
So the comparison. The thing is that, for example, they would compare you. Mm-hmm. And it's different for different people. For example, if someone's view of success is having great marks in school, they would say that. If someone's view is, for example, getting married at a good age, that would be that. If someone's view of success is having, for example, XYZ amount of income at some age, that would be that. And it's very scary. And they try to force you into that path.
Yeah. And I was always asking myself this one question that who defines this good and this successful?
Yes. It's so hard.
Who are you to define that?
And I'm happy that now I don't care if not even my parents or anyone else would say it.
Did you used to care?
Yeah, of course. I was a kid. I didn't know much. And when you're a teen... So you still don't know much, like the early ages of... So you still don't know much. You even feel scared. You feel insecure. You feel belittled. And these are all very negative things to feel within your own home. You're in your home. You're with your mom and daddy. They're supposed to cherish my painting, but they were cherishing someone's maybe math score. Well, my math was good, but like still, I was never the first one. I was always like maybe the top five kids of the class, but I was never first. So easy. It's just hard, man. I'm tired.
Okay, now you imagine yourself, Masume, but not the one who was only 8 years old.
Yeah.
I'm going to be your mother.
Okay.
And then you, with the knowledge that you have right now, I would compare you to a classmate.
Oh.
Okay, Masume. How was
Mom.
School?
Mom, I'm going to university now.
Now you're supposed to pretend like
okay, so I'm not 8, but I'm like still in school.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, that's
you're
last
8,
year.
But you're having the brain of a university girl.
Oh, okay, now that's good. Okay, come again.
Okay. Hello, Masuma. How was school today?
Hi, Mom. It was good.
I heard something.
Yeah?
Yes, the supervisor in your school was just giving me some information about the class.
Yes, Mom.
How was your grading?
They were okay. I didn't fail.
How do you define okay?
Mom, the exam was hard. I didn't fail.
You barely managed to cross the line of failing.
Yeah, I think that's nice. Some of our fellows failed.
Ah, some of them failed.
Yeah,
did you have some others who got it entirely? The complete scores?
There was only one kid, Mom. She's extraordinary in math.
I'm so sad to hear that one complete score is not you.
It's okay, Mom. We'd never know if I'm going to be more successful than her in the future or not.
You're talking so louder than your age.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Okay, so here's the point. Was it okay? Would you do that to your child?
Would I do what you did to me right now? No.
Why? No. Wouldn't you get sad if you see that your child is counted among the people who just barely managed to cross the line of failness?
See, I'm a teacher. Mm-hmm. I'm not a mother yet, but mm-hmm. I am a teacher. So I'm kind of in between being a kid and a mother, you know? So I can see different kids, they have different talents and they have different goals. And indeed, in their coming life, they have different paths.
So it bugs me that my child does not care about
it's all how
getting
you see
scores.
It. It's all how you see it. Unfortunately, the previous generation, they mm-hmm. thought having greater score means having brighter future. But now we can see that not necessarily every student who was topper is feeling happy. What matters is physical health, mental health, and emotional health.
Yeah.
These three are my priority. My kid didn't pass. It's okay. She's healthy. She knows how to say no when needed.
I'm very happy.
Thank you.
For the maturity. As your mother, I have to confess that you're so mature now.
Oh, thank you, Mom. So yeah, that's my vision. What I'm saying is that all the parents, of course, they want good for their kids, but the vision was different. Mm-hmm. So now I have seen life. Now we have seen examples. And it's nice that parents should always prioritize their kids' health. And
so,
health, all the aspects.
Joking aside, putting all that theater thing aside, mm-hmm. Let's talk about the side effects. Because asking the question that, did it affect you back in time when you were a kid? Yes, it did. It would have effects on any normal breathing being, I guess.
Yeah, especially because it comes from a family.
Especially because it comes from the ones you love the most, you trust the most, mm-hmm. and you feel safe with.
And they're in authority, of course.
Yeah, and you always want to have their attention entirely
their approval.
And fully. And their approval. So it hurts.
It does.
And for some people, it hurts even more.
Yes.
It could just traumatize them.
And you know what? This trauma does not let them, you know, be as successful as they could be.
They could have been,
that comparison, that useless comparison. Unfortunately, parents always thought that now that I'm comparing her to her cousins, I'm doing
it's better.
Good to her.
Yeah, it's not as sad as classmates.
Yeah, I'm encouraging her. Yeah. I'm saying someone with your blood is successful, you can be too. Yeah. No, Mom.
It hurts even more.
Yes.
You shouldn't do that because I love that one person too. You are changing even my perspective and impression of that one person as
well. Yeah. Now I've
From
lost
now
a cousin.
On, I wouldn't love that cousin of mine as well.
Yes.
From now on, I would consider that as
a secret rival.
Potential enemy.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Which is very wrong. And I think of the new generations of parents are not like this anymore.
Not all of them, I would like to say. Still, some of them had this, unfortunately, bad thought.
Oh, or maybe they would project what they suffered from once mm-hmm. on their children.
No, that is another, oh my God, that's so hard.
Yeah.
They only think of their problems mm-hmm. and they think that now because those problems do not exist in my generation does not have any other new problems.
Exactly. Yeah, and this is very sad, by the way.
So they think that there is no new problem. Mm-hmm. And even if, unfortunately, in some situation, you would explain your now generational problem that they have never experienced and they have no idea of, they're not going to understand.
Well, we said about trauma and traumatizing poor, innocent kids. Mm-hmm. I have to mention another point as the side effect, which is lack of self-confidence.
That's, oh my God.
I knew many, many genius friends. In our class, I'm sure that you have had the same experience as well. Many beautiful minds in the class, but they don't talk and they don't express things. Why? Because she has been the oldest daughter of the family mm-hmm. or the oldest grandchild of an entire lineage. And then she has always been compared to others. Outside the box or inside the box. Look at your cousin. Look at your friend, look at the neighbor's daughter, look. And all of these statements, what are they doing? They're not encouraging her. They are just swallowing some parts of her.
They're killing the creativity that
exactly.
could grow.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
which was there. God has given it to her, but you are just draining those features from her.
And I would like to also think from the other kid's perspective. You know, the kid that was perfect, everyone's giving the example. Even that kid is suffering because that kid knows that I'm seen perfect, relatives approve of me.
Pressure.
The pressure.
Pressurized.
So if next time I'm not the top student, I am not valued.
Yeah.
My entire validation.
Many types of sicknesses I saw. The friends that I had, and they were pushed by their families too hard. I had a friend of mine, which was actually so much younger than me, and I met her in the French class. Then the problem is that she wants to be a doctor, but not as much as her parents want her to be.
Oh.
For 5 years, now it's been for more than 5 years, a brilliant girl with different languages. Knowing different languages, being the topper always.
Wow, gifted and skilled.
Gifted and skilled. Now what happened to her? She is 26 and she's not entering any university.
Oh.
Why? Because her parents are pushing her too hard. You must be a doctor. Come on, you can be a good writer as well.
Yeah, and maybe even more successful than a doctor that you could
be.
Yeah,
a teacher even. I tell her all the time that you could be a perfect French teacher. But then she tells me, oh no, but what people would tell about me, all the relatives, they all call me doctor. You are the future doctor. You are this
and
you're
that. Oh yeah, that. That's awful.
This is so killing.
Yeah.
I mean, some parents are being so authoritative and so cruel and so strict on their children, and they have to change their perspective.
They have to. Unfortunately, they're thinking that they're doing this for their kids good, but it's doing more bad.
So Massima, as your mother, I'm taking back my words.
Thank you, Mom. I'm happy you've learned it.
Yeah, you're happy actually that I understood how wrong I was. And of course, the story does not end here. We talked about confidence. We talked about also trauma.
How it builds our future.
Also, that person is going to have a weak identity. They would never speak up.
They would never have a kind of definition for themselves.
Exactly.
And they're always looking for like short bits of definition from different people.
And anxious always. Which one to choose? Which one is going to show me perfect?
Which one is going to make me feel more secure about myself?
And you know what is the tragic part? The tragic part is that they don't ask themselves, what is the best choice for me? No, what makes me look better in my family's eyes?
Yeah, I am lost, basically.
This is so tragic. Yeah, that I is lost from the very beginning, from the very first square in the elementary school.
Yeah.
That I is lost. So the thing is that it would affect their decision making as well. So don't you think that you are encouraging your children to be a better version of themselves? No, never. You're not being a perfect parent by pushing them into something which has too much of pressure. Again, one of my classmates, actually one of my close friends, I remember when we had exams, she didn't do well, but she was a perfect student. And then I asked her, why this happens to you? Like, you're so perfect, you know everything. And then she told me that I have this trauma that I remember from the entrance exam. Oh. And then my parents used to always compare me with my brother.
Oh my God.
What happened was that I worked so hard to become my brother. And then at a certain point, I came to give in. I said, why do I have to be my brother? Then I just didn't do well even in my entrance exam. And then I started to be that free person who would wig out at the sight of exams.
Oh, the person that does not want to fit in.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's as if your unconscious is responding in a very unconscious manner, but in a very wild manner as well.
Yeah, it's kind of rebellious.
Yeah,
but this could hurt her too.
It hurts.
It is hurting.
She is perfect. I'm telling you, she's perfect, but she's not doing well in most of her exams. Why? Because she feels like it's a sort of self-defense.
Yeah.
It's her defense mechanism on.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever she's about to give an exam, she would think, okay, am I trying to be another person? No, I don't want to. And then the whole story, time is just running away.
Yeah, the calculation changes totally.
Exactly, yeah. So this also is a part that we have to take care of, which is very important.
Yeah, constant comparison is not going to help.
And by the way, us as human beings are not created to be perfect. Nobody is perfect.
Yeah.
The only perfect is God and the infallible Imams and Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. So aside from that, do not teach your children to aim for perfection.
And do not force
them. Perfectionism
is
a disease.
It
needs to be cured.
It needs to be cured. Yes,
half of our problems arises from the fact that we have been raised upon this ideology that if you don't get 20, if you don't get A, if you don't get 100, that means you're not good. But this is wrong. Not all those people who got 10 out of 20 mm-hmm. were dumb or dim-witted people. No. Now you see their future and they're doing perfectly well. And they're amazing personalities.
Yes.
Everyone... So change your perspective. Please wash your eyes.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
And because everyone's timeline is different.
Yeah. This is called Youth Station, but if parents are not listening to this, then they're at loss.
Yeah. Talk to them.
Please.
Force them
this
to
was
listen.
Your children talking to you.
Yeah.
So I think we have actually made our points, and this was not all, but this is all the time that we have for today. And that's it.
It was nice.
Don't pressurize your children.
Yeah.
Just because you're parents.
Yeah, even you're not perfect.
Yeah, now go and think about how you've done with your children and how you're going to deal with your children.
Yeah, close the door.
Take care of yourself.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings. Be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about
this. We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum. Wassalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.